right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys and the Chipmunks here on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop.
I just
want to
keep
Brad.
Singing. I want to sing.
Right. Maybe we ought to let him go a minute, huh? Yeah. This is Barbecue Bob's favorite song for the holidays. And as a matter of fact, in his honor, we played this because live on the grilling line right now is Barbecue Bob. What's happening, brother?
I'd like to do my best chipmunk, but I'm afraid I can't.
Yeah, right? I used to have a buddy who they thought that the chipmunks were pesky little varmints, and they'd shoot them with his pellet gun, and then he'd take the back legs and save them all year long, and then he'd have a barbecue of chipmunk back legs. Not lying.
This is going to be Alabama?
Right. No. Yeah, no, no,
not to offend any of our Alabama listeners today.
This was Chartucky, baby.
Yeah, why would it have to be Alabama?
Right.
Yeah. Hey,
this was Chartucky. Shoot them all summer.
At a cult in California.
And good morning, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
How you doing, brother? Hey, you know what? I miss you being in here. I didn't know you weren't going to be here, so I've got smoked salmon dip. I got venison jerky. We just cracked open some brews. I'm about ready to crack open a bottle of eggnog. And I found out you weren't here. So there's been a couple off-color jokes today, but we're having a good old time.
That's good. I won't be back till Christmas. I'm off doing some training. I got a buyout a few months ago, and I've been working on my house, and I finally ran out of money and had to go back to work. So
I guess that's your Christmas present to Jop, though, if you're not going to be back till Christmas. So enjoy that.
That's right. And that's all he's getting.
That's enough, so baby.
So I work for Carrier now, so I'm now finding dealers for Carrier. So if you want to be a Carrier heating and cooling dealer, I'll hook you up.
Cheap plug. So if you don't want a furnace or an air conditioner for Christmas, what else are you thinking, man?
Well, we also have some cool home automation systems.
Okay, he's still in training. All right.
He drank the Kool-Aid.
Jacked up on jungle juice.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm thinking Stormy Cromer still makes an awfully nice Christmas present, and we've been getting some snow in the last few weeks, and the weather's dipped, and Jop and I have several different Stormy hats and coats, and I think everybody in the U.S. should, especially you folks out in New Jersey, you want to set some new trends, go bopping down the boardwalk with a Stormy Cromer hat on, and you'll get some looks, and people will ask you where you got your hat, because They're not as big on the East Coast as they are in the Midwest, and they're just terribly warm. They're American-made. It's a wonderful company, cool story, and just a nice thing to have.
Yeah, and you can get those online. There's several retailers throughout Michigan that and the country, but if you want to go to StormyCromer.com, these guys have been a longtime partner with the Grilling Guys, and it is styling stuff. This is not the gift for the low-budget guy. I mean, you're going to spend $45-$50 on a hat, but it's going to last you the rest of your life. And they're fitted. I've got a couple vests that every time I wear them, it's instant compliments. I mean, this is classy-looking stuff, but you better be ready to wear it in the cold because it's warm. It's really warm stuff.
Yeah, it's it'll keep your dome from freezing.
Yeah.
That's what I have fair for you.
Some other things that I think of are, you know, again, just grilling supplies and toolkits, building that grill box for your favorite griller.
What would you put in that, Bob? Because that is a great gift idea.
Yeah, it's, you know, something that we've talked about over the years. I've built them for a bunch of people, but I basically buy those cheap Plano boxes that are either toolboxes or tackle boxes, and I put some Grilling Guys stickers on them and some of the favorite microbrew stickers, and then inside, I'm going to put some nice rubs. I'm going to get some welder's gloves. I'm going to get some long stainless tongs, couple pair. I'm probably going to get a thermopen, at least a cheap thermopop. And, you know, it depends on your dollar limit. But for $150, you can build a beautiful box for somebody.
That's
even
right.
For $60 or $70, you can do a halfway decent one.
Yeah, those are and you made me one of these early on when we were just getting started, and I still have all the stuff that was in it. But that thermopen, is one that if you can afford that, look online. ThermoWorks is the name of the company, but it's a digital instant read thermometer. It is the number one tool that you need if you're going to take your grilling from good to great. It's all about the temperature. And we've found that this particular brand, very durable, very accurate instant read, and they're waterproof. It's just a nice, nice thermometer.
Well, and in any of these things we talk about, of course, they're on thegrillingguys.com. Go to the right column, find the link, click on it, and you'll get the latest special that they offer, because we go right to their special pages, no matter who it is. While we're talking about the website, don't forget, if you want us in a podcast, which is a growing category every month, top right side of the website, you'll see a headset, earmuffs. Click on the icon, and we'll send this show to your phone or your smart tablet, whatever you want, and you can listen to it at your pleasure instead of trying to make an appointment for whenever we're on in your market. So that's a really cool tool to have. And, of course, we're on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
And if you want to talk to Bob, I can give you his phone number. Just send me a text, and I'll...
You might end up with a new furnace, though.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Don't let him know that it's cold where you are, right? But anyway, so Bob, we're looking forward to you getting back in town. You got one more week of this training by the sound of things. And
yeah,
then,
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yeah, Bob will be home for Christmas. There's a song in there somewhere.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But anyway, well, hey, thanks for checking in, brother. And safe travels as you come to and from. And looking forward to bending an elbow with you and ringing in the Christmas cheer. So.
Okay.
All right.
Great. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, those are good ideas, Barbecue Bob. He's put together several of those little boxes for people over the years, and people are really intrigued by it. There's a couple things in there that a good set of grill tongs are not necessarily expensive, but there's a couple things that they need to do. One, they've got to be a little bit sharp on the end so that when I squeeze something, I get a little bite to it. And second, I don't want the spring so hard that I get carpal tunnel trying to use the damn things, right? And we've all had a set of those where somebody thought it was manly to have this big, heavy-duty spring on the fulcrum of these tongs.
Who needs a tong that's 3 foot long? That's
right.
What I'm trying to figure out.
Right.
I mean, the grills are hot, but...
Well, and they're generally, like, what, 16 inches deep, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Right.
Maybe they're flipping brontosaurus. I don't know. Not me.
Let's talk about on the other end. We talked a little bit about the pellet grills, right? Now I want to switch over to a electric grill because it's a quick conversation. Are there many of these on the market, and where do they fit?
Yeah, it's called the George Foreman. Okay. No, there are very few electric grills. There are a couple off manufacturers that if you live in an apartment complex and can't have a gas grill on your
charcoal grill.
Or a charcoal grill. That's one of the things where that Traeger can kind of kick into because it is an electric, although it is burning something, so you have to be careful with that. But there are a couple models. There is, I believe, one model that I can get yet under Weber. Weber has a really small one it's called the Weber Q. Only under a couple $100 that you can get a little grill for that porch if you're living downtown GR here. Or if you want a little traveling grill, too, for the back of your car. I take one when I go out fly fishing. It always works great to grill a couple steaks, have a little corn on the cob on that grill while I'm out fishing. Fits easy in the back of my truck.
So, and it's battery operated then?
The actual 110 version is, it's going to be, the actual one, it is 110. So it is not battery operated.
Yeah, okay. Very cool. You've got some other ideas for us that we're going to cover in the last segment, but I know there's some little box smokers that are made by a company in Texas.
Yeah.
And I want to touch on those when we come back because those are a very versatile piece of equipment that a lot of guys don't know about. And you guys happen to move a few of those,
it's
I know.
It's the Ron Papil, baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to do a little man law, and then we're going to bring this train to the station. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.